Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test. I can remember hearing that as a kid a lot on TV and the radio, and then there would be for the next 25 seconds, a loud shrieking noise. And it just kind of frightened me a little bit as a kid. And then the announcer would come back on there saying, "This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters in your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal that you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instruction. This station serves the Central Kentucky area. This concludes the test of the emergency broadcast system." And it would be over. But, you know, I can remember when that came on there, just that saying, "This is a test of the emergency broadcast system." My heart would kind of skip a beat, and it would scare me. And now as an adult, when that happens for a split second, I still get nervous, but then I realize this is only a test. And I want to talk to you today about tests. Some of you listening right now, man, you're going through a huge test in your life right now. You're just kind of overwhelmed with the situation that you're going through in your life. And I want to encourage you with those same words. This is only a test. And for the most part, I don't think God tests us. Occasionally, we do have a test. I mean, those of you that have been followers of Jesus for a while, you know about what Job went through, and that Satan went to God and said, "You know, I want to test one of your people that you think loves you, and I bet they'll give in. They won't choose faith in you." And of course, God said, "Well, go try to see about my servant Job. He is a man of tremendous faith." And as you know, if you're a follower of Jesus, Job lost lots of things. He was, I think, the richest man of his time. He lost all his farm, all his cattle, just all the things back then that made him very profitable and successful. His kids died, and Job even had some severe health issues. He had sores even on the bottom of his feet that were so bad he couldn't walk on them. And even his wife said to him at one point, "God," or "Job, just curse God and die." So you're talking about going through a major test. But here's what I want to say to you today and encourage you about tests in our lives. I think that all of us desire for God to use us in some way so that we can make a difference with our one and only lives. I mean, we hear someone share a powerful testimony at church or on TV or maybe even on a radio program or podcast like Hope Is Here, and we're inspired. We're like, "That was powerful." And then maybe a few seconds later, we usually start thinking, "God, I wish I had a testimony like that to share." Well, I want to remind you today that you have a testimony, but to have a testimony, you have to go through a test. You know, I know some of you have heard that before, but I think somebody listening, they needs to be reminded that to have a testimony, you have to go through a test. And some of you have several tests that you have gone through, you have endured, and you have trusted God, you have kept your faith, you have fought the good fight, you have persevered, you've done what Galatians 6:9 says, "Do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up." And so all that happens through testing. But most of the time it's not God. A lot of times it's the enemy, because we know that the enemy comes to steal and kill and try to destroy our lives. And you know, I've learned from being in ministry now for almost 17 years that everyone has been through at least one major event in their life that was extremely painful. Now, unfortunately, some people have been through several challenging issues, especially those who get more years on this earth under their belt. In fact, I was just having lunch recently with a friend. They were sharing about somebody that it was a good friend of theirs who several years ago was on vacation with their family in the beautiful area of Hawaii. And the husband, the dad, and the son were kind of playing a little bit in the ocean. They weren't very far out, just a little bit off the beach there. And all of a sudden, this big wave came, and it just swept the dad and son away. And they never found them. obviously life was never the same for that wife and that mother. I mean, you're talking about a game changer and extremely painful. And as that story was being shared by my friend at lunch that day, my heart really hurt for that family. I didn't know him personally, but I just couldn't imagine unexpected loss that quickly of two people that you loved and had so much life left in front of them. And doing this ministry thing now for over a decade, almost two decades, I just know that everybody is dealing with something or has dealt with something. And some of the people that have the most faith, and you say, hey, I want to have faith like them. Well, they've actually had to endure a lot of tests and tragedies, yet they've chosen to trust God all through those tests and tragedies. And now that they're on the other side of that, or maybe they're even enduring a test right now, but they trust God because of the other tests that they've gotten through with his help. And yeah, I've got to remind myself often, and maybe you need to be reminded today, this is not our home. This earth is not Kentucky, or we have people listen in all kinds of different states. And last count, I believe almost 30 different foreign countries that listen to our podcast or listen online, radio stations that we're on. But, you know, if most of us are really lucky, we might get 70, 80, occasionally 90 years at most. And I tell you, I long for heaven as a follower of Jesus and can't wait to be there when there's no more pain, no more tears being shed. And I look so forward to seeing loved ones that are no longer here on earth with me, and they're with Jesus. And I know they wouldn't trade spots with me. That's the part that I have to be reminded sometime. Maybe need to be reminded as much as we miss somebody where they're at, and so many great testimonies of people that maybe died for a bit and were able to go to heaven, and the stories they tell, just you wouldn't want to leave. And so I want to remind you that if you're going through a test, that this is all temporary. This is not heaven. This is not our home. And I want to encourage you today, if you've already survived tests in your life, that God will never waste a hurt if you'll allow him to use it. Romans 8:28, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, says, and we know that all things work together for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And that verse, I mean, it didn't say that we know some things work or most things work, but all things work together for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And so I want to ask you today, maybe to, instead of looking at your painful experience and experience or experiences, painful experiences in life, maybe asking God, instead of asking God, why did this happen? I want to challenge you today to maybe ask God, how can I use this painful test that I went through several years ago or recently just went through, or what I'm going through right now, to help somebody else? Because I really do believe that God never wastes a hurt in our life if we allow him to do that. And here's what I've found over the last 17 years of doing ministry, that, you know, there's no one better to help encourage someone that was just diagnosed with cancer than a cancer survivor. There's no one better to help someone who just lost their job than someone who has also heard those words, I'm sorry, but your position has been eliminated and today is your last day of employment here. No one better to help someone who's just buried their spouse than someone who has made that same walk to the cemetery. And, you know, my mom's been a great reflection of this. She, my dad died, it'll be 4 years in March of 2020. I believe it was the 16th of March. And we didn't expect in the timing of when he died. Was really surprising of when it happened. And yet, as my mom has trust Jesus through this, and when she gets a little sad or discouraged, like anybody would, but for the most part has been very strong and pressed into her faith. But when she gets sad, she just says, you know, I know that Ed would not trade places with us, and I'm thankful for over 50 years of marriage, and I'm thankful that he didn't suffer, and thankful for many great memories and great children. And she chooses to focus on the positives. But the other thing that she's done is she will reach out to people that she's heard that have lost their spouse, other women that have lost their spouse, and just let them know that she's thinking and praying about them. And some of them she's even taken to lunch just to listen and encourage them and let them know, you know, the first year is rough. The first year of the first Thanksgiving, the first Christmas without that significant other, it is. But that God is there and he's faithful, and that through the tears there's also moments of laughter and there's joy. And I've shared this before, but I've always sympathized with people when someone's had to, you know, they've lost their parent, their mom or dad, and I've always sympathized, but now I can empathize. And there's a big difference in sympathize and empathize. Sympathize, you know, you're sorry, but when you empathize with somebody, you're like, I feel sorry, I feel your pain, because I've been there. And after having to bury my own dad about 4 years ago, now it's taken on a whole new meaning with people. And I really try to reach out when possible if I know when somebody loses their dad, because, man, I get what that was like. And so, once again, if you've been through a test in your life, of something, a pain, maybe this is a season that you're like, okay, I've done time to grieve, and you need to grieve and take time and feel that pain. But then there's also, the Bible verse says, weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And maybe this is the time where you're like, okay, I'm going to start taking what I went through and help others, and maybe help people learn things from that. Maybe you did well with that test, but maybe some things now that I'm on the other side of this test that I went through, I would have handled it differently. Maybe I can encourage you with this so you don't maybe make some of the mistakes that I did when I went through this testing season of my life. I've shared on Hope Is Here numerous times that God has allowed what the enemy meant for evil in my own life. And the testing season back in September of 2001, when I went through the flood, the bankruptcy, and divorce, and you know, at the time, I have to be honest with you, I didn't really understand Romans 8:28. I knew it, but I didn't really know it. I guess I knew of it. I'd heard the verse and read it several times, but now I know that verse. And at the time, though, September 2001, over 18 years ago, coming up on 19, unbelievable, that verse says all things work together, not some or most. And that's true. It really is. I can tell you today, unequivocally, with no doubt, no hesitation, that Romans 8:28 is true, that God does work in all things for the good of those who love the Lord or called according to his purpose. And God has got a purpose for each and every one of us as followers of Jesus. And the one thing we can do is we can always encourage other people. Even during our testing season, during our seasons of pain, when we're going through the test. And so I want to encourage you today to trust God if you're going through a test in your life, and to use maybe some of the tests that you've already passed and survived to help others. Because I believe that everybody listening wants to make a difference with their one and only lives. But once again, God doesn't ask for our ability. He asks for our availability. And so make yourself available somebody today with a phone call or a text or maybe a handwritten card. How nice would it be to get a handwritten card in your mailbox instead of a bill or junk mail? And I close with 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 13. It says, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed." My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.